facts, candid conversations, and some levity to lighten your day. This is the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
Welcome to the show, and welcome to Friday. You know what time it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Thank you, Daniel Craig. I appreciate that. Not only is today Friday, end of a long work week, it's also July the 16th, which is, of course, a great Marian feast day. It's the feast today of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And we're going to talk today about Our Lady of Mount Carmel. We're going to talk about Mount Carmel itself. I've been there. It's pretty cool. There's some great biblical history behind it. And we're going to also talk about Carmelite spirituality. And to talk about all this and much more, I have a very special guest joining me right now. He is the pastor of St. Mary's in Luxembourg, Wisconsin, as well as Holy Trinity Parish in Casco, Wisconsin. Before that, he was the vocations director for the Diocese of Green Bay and also has served as the chaplain for Spiritus Catholic Ministries, which I believe, and I'll ask him about this in just a minute, I believe it has to do with young adult spirituality. And he's also the spiritual director of our own producer, Lucas Holt. So I have to thank him personally for making Lucas the guy he is, helping him to be sculpted into the very image of Christ. Father Daniel Schuster is my guest today. Welcome to the show, Father Schuster. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me for this exciting topic. My first time on the show, so I'm looking forward to conversing with you and with our callers.
Well, we're so happy to have you today. And tell me a little bit about Spiritus Catholic Ministries.
Yeah, Spiritus is a young adult ministry in the Diocese of Green Bay, but draws young adults nationally. And what they do is they serve our youth, and they put on confirmation retreats primarily, but also youth ministry and all kinds of other service to our youth. And the Spiritus team receives incredible formation. So it's kind of like a year of service in the church, a year of formation in the church. And a lot of the young adults end up going on to religious life or the priesthood because they're taking that as a discernment year, and they receive spiritual directors and such. So it's not all about the work. Actually, that's probably only half of it. The community life and the formation is really a big deal for them.
Wow, it sounds very holistic. Father Daniel Schuster is my guest on Relevant Radio on the Cale Clark Show. And by the way, I should give out the phone number in case you have a question for him as we talk about Carmelite spirituality. 1-888-914-9149 is the toll-free number to call. 1-888-914-9149. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Cale Clark Show. This is a show account. At Cale Clark is my handle on Twitter, my personal account. You can follow me there. And also, you can email the show, KLCALE, at relevantradio.com. And Father Schuster, I remember in one of Scott Hahn's books, and I think it was, actually I know it was this book, Ordinary Work, Extraordinary Grace, and that's really the book where he talks about his finding his vocation in the church in Opus Dei. And he gave a really interesting analogy in that book. He talked about how within the church, there are almost like different tribes, just as there were tribes, of course, in ancient Israel. And when you look at he said, you know, when you look at the 12 tribes of Israel, maybe the tribe of Dan lived their spirituality a little bit differently than the tribe of Judah or the tribe of Asher. Obviously, the priestly tribe was the tribe of Levi, had their own thing. But ultimately, at the end of the day, they're all Israelites. They're just sort of different ways of living out their Israelite identity. And in the church, there are different paths, too. And the analogy he was making is that we all have to live out our baptismal call to become saints, to holiness, help other people to become holy, holiness and apostolate. And of course, there's many paths of spirituality within the church, almost like the tribes of Israel. There's Dominican spirituality, there's Franciscan spirituality, and there's also Carmelite spirituality. So talk to me a little bit about what Carmelite spirituality actually is. What are some of its main features?
Well, that's a good foundation that you gave us there, because spirituality is a path. And in the collect of the Mass this morning, that opening prayer, which we often kind of just gloss over, it's so beautiful because it talks about Mary and Mount Carmel, and Mary leads us the path, I don't know if they use the word path, to the mountain. And then the prayer says, and the mountain is Christ. It's just one of the best colics, I think, in the whole missal. And so this is a path that leads to Christ. What is Carmelite spirituality? It's as a way of expressing the interior life, what goes on inside of us. Because like you said, there might be different tribes, but we're about the same thing. This isn't the idea that many paths lead to God.
Right.
It's not quite like that. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But how do we express, relate to him? And you mentioned some of those different paths within the church. Carmelite spirituality is somewhat fluid in the sense that if you think of Ignatian spirituality, it's about discernment and kind of analyzing your thoughts, feelings, and desires, and noticing consolation and desolation. And I love that. What I also love about Carmelite spirituality is it's more like just immerse yourself in God and just dive in with pure desire, and you can't go wrong.
It's a way of
acknowledging what's already there in your heart, you know. The two sources of this spirituality are Elijah and Mary. That's really important for people to know, because when you talk about Mount Carmel, there's so much with Elijah, which I think you'll talk about a little bit later. So this goes all the way back to the Old Testament. I, too, have been to Mount Carmel, and you said you've been there. And you're standing up there, and you're looking over the sea, and you're looking down into the Jezreel Valley, and you're like, wow, this is a place where prophets came to meet God. One unique aspect about Elijah, though, was that he lived there. And it's not easy to live on a mountain because, you got to get stuff up there. And you have to depend completely upon God. In fact, the ravens fed Elijah. He depended completely on God, even for his food. But the other thing about living on a mountain, Cale, is that you can see everything. You can think clearly. You have a sense that you're elevated above the drama of everyday life, and that you're breathing clear air, and you're thinking, you literally think, I'm closer to God because I'm on this mountain. And so anyone who professes Carmelite spirituality should live a detached life, kind of above the rest, not above in a superior way, but in a detached way. And think like that, you know, like to be in the world but not of the world would be certainly a mark of this Carmelite spirituality. Now, I got to confess, I'm not a Carmelite in the sense I'm not a Carmelite priest. I didn't join the secular order of Carmelites. And yet I kind of just lied to you. I am a Carmelite because anybody who wears the scapular and clothes themselves is considered Carmelite. Is considered part of the spiritual path.
Part of the Carmelite family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's such a great point. And my guest is Father Daniel Schuster on the Cale Clark Show today, 1-888-914-9149, talking about Carmelite spirituality. Yeah, we don't have to be posers. You know, if we're wearing the scapular, we're part of the family. And I love what you said about the mountains and just the grand perspective that we can get on life from being on the mountain. And how in the collect today, of course, the mountain is Christ. I just love that. But mountains are obviously a great feature of people meeting with God in Scripture, whether it's Mount Horeb, and of course Elijah went there, Mount Sinai, Moses getting the tablets, of course, meeting with God up on Sinai, and of course the Mount of Beatitudes where Jesus preached the new law, the Sermon on the Mount. So the mountain is huge, and we do need that perspective of the mountain and God's take on our life from there. And Father, I want to ask you also about the four points. This is something that a lot of people talk about, the four points of Carmelite spirituality. What exactly are they?
Yes, to keep it simple, I've already touched upon two of them, but you would basically say this: to live atop of Mount Carmel like Elijah, with that detachment that we just mentioned, that to be in the world but not of the world. Second would be to abandon oneself completely to divine providence. And that's a beautiful way to live. There's many books about it, and the saints were living in the present moment, relying on God. And the example of that, as I mentioned, was Elijah just being fed by the ravens. The third would be to seek unity with God, like an intense oneness with with the Lord Jesus. And of course, the Blessed Mother is the example of that. But in your interior life and in the way you think, speak, and act, it's really about unity. And the fourth point I'd make is to live in prayer and sacrifice completely for others. It's a way of self-denial. It's a way of being in the church, mindful of everything going on and the people who need prayers and offering that. And I know our Carmelite sisters in Denmark, Wisconsin, they take that so seriously. Like they, you know, some people say, I'll pray for you, or they might put your name in a book. I mean, that's kind of what I do is, and you know, maybe turn towards God once in a while. They take it like a serious project with fasting and with extra holy hours, and I don't even know what they do back there, because it's their version. When you're cloistered Carmelite, to live on top of Mount Carmel, they leave the world and go into the Carmelite monastery. But the prayer and sacrifice is an incredible spiritual life.
That's such a great point, and it's so powerful to realize that these religious, these nuns are praying for us. They've left the world to pray for the world. And so they're still involved with the world, of course. And that's their call. My guest today is Father Daniel Schuster, talking about Carmelite spirituality today on the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Well, let's make this a little bit more, I mean, it's very tangible already, everything that you've said. I love those 4 points of Carmelite spirituality. And how can they help people? For anybody listening today who's saying, okay, well, my vocation is to be in the middle of the world. I'm a layperson. How can Carmelite spirituality help me today, now?
Well, the first thing is don't compartmentalize your faith or the love you have for Jesus. You know, I go to Mass and then I work. I pray and then I work. I stop and pray the room. Constant awareness of the presence of God is so important for everybody.
Yeah, that's really well said, I think, because we lost you for a moment there. We're having a bit of a connection problem, Father. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here on the Cale Clark Show. We're going to get you reconnected by phone, and we'll continue the conversation. So, yeah, sometimes this happens. Live radio, technical difficulties. But please stand by, because we'll be right back on the Cale Clark Show. It is the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And my guest today is Father Daniel Schuster, 1-888-914-9149. If you have a question for Father Daniel, he's been a guest on The Inner Life before. He's really good with spiritual direction. You can ask our own Lucas Holt about that. So if you have a question for him, call in 1-888-914-9149. We'll be right back.
Explaining the faith so you can explain it to others. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Hey, Sky Full of Stars by Coldplay. And one place where you can see the stars shining really brightly is, of course, at the top of Mount Carmel in Israel. And today is the feast day of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Joining me on the program, we're having a great conversation about Carmelite spirituality, how it works for us in our everyday life. It's something every Catholic can really glom onto and make use of each day. Father Daniel Schuster is my guest. And Father Schuster, one thing I wanted to talk to you about, we were chatting about this before the show came on the air, your homily today that you're preaching, and you mentioned that you talked about some key words, which I think are really important for this topic. You mentioned love, intimacy, desire, fire, pain, and joy. Can you expand on that a little bit for us?
Sure. Just before the break, when we were having that little difficulty, I was mentioning the easiest thing for people to do is notice and walk with Jesus every second of every day. And that's important, because when you do that and you don't compartmentalize your faith from activity to activity, but it's constant, constant, then these words become important. You notice within you like a desire for heaven or to see the face of Christ, or you notice how much love you have for the Lord, how much love he has for you, or and maybe you're walking and you're contemplating when you normally would have put a headset on or something, and you kind of have a voice or a guidance. That's intimacy. That's Jesus is interacting with you. And you know, so it's important to the words that I threw out there, you're not going to notice them. And you're not going to understand what's going on inside of you unless you make space for Christ. And that's what, again, this idea of Carmelite spirituality does. I like the word fire because the fire is of the Holy Spirit. And the Carmelite way is very purifying. You know, if you get into St. John of the Cross, it's about the death of all the senses so that the real spiritual senses can awaken. And that happens through, you know, like the purgation, the fire of Christ's love. It is love. It sounds pretty kind of scary, but Jesus is trying to save us, and he uses our senses to not attach us to the world, but to Him. And that's where the fire of love then can burn within people. And you see images of Elijah in the whirlwind of fire, right?
Yeah.
It's a big part of the spirituality is this fire of the Holy Spirit. And Mary, in the Carmelite monastery near us, where I spent much time, there's an image of Our Lady kind of open hands with the Eucharist in her heart, and she's on fire. It's an incredible image.
That is a beautiful image.
It sounds painful, and that's another word, is the suffering and the pain is a love language between God and the Carmelite. We mentioned when we were talking Saint Teresa of Avila. There's this famous statue of Saint Teresa in ecstasy. It's called it. And you could Google that. Be careful how you Google that. But Saint Teresa in ecstasy, and she has this expression on her face. And you go, is that pain? Is it joy? Mm-hmm. Is it love? What is it? And it's all of the above. And then there's joy, the joy of living with Christ radiates in the Carmelite life. So that's why I threw those words in there. But you won't notice these things. They won't come to life within you if you've compartmentalized your faith, if it's a series of activities, if you're not choosing to live on top of Mount Carmel instead of in the busyness of the world.
I really love how you put that. Yeah, we've got to have unity of life to be able to fully experience what Christ has for us. My guest today is Father Daniel Schuster. We're talking about Carmelite spirituality on this, the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And you mentioned that beautiful Baroque piece by Bernini. And I remember my wife, Patricia, and I, when we were on our honeymoon in Rome, it was the first time I'd ever been to Rome, and we just were wandering around. It's almost overkill, like all the incredible famous pieces of art that you see in Rome. It's just, there's something around every corner. And we just randomly stumbled into, and I can't remember the name of the church where that sculpture now resides, but we saw it. We were just dumbfounded when we saw this. It was so incredible. And I know that Baroque is not everybody's taste. They say if it ain't Baroque, don't fix it. Well, I love Baroque, and I love that statue of St. Teresa in ecstasy, and obviously she's a Carmelite. And yeah, I that's just so well said. I really appreciate those words. We've got a phone call now for you, Father. And if you want to call in, if you have a question for Father Daniel Schuster about this topic, 1-888-914-9149 is the number to call. We're going to go to Joyce, who is calling from Irvine, California. Hi, Joyce. You're on with Father Daniel Schuster.
Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. I just have a quick question, Father. I've been consecrated to Jesus through the Blessed Mother by Saint Louis Mountfort. Now, I do wear a brown scapular. Now, my question is, I'm very careful that I take it off when I go into the shower and all that stuff so I can preserve it. How do you dispose of it when it's when time and the elements, the wear and tear of the days passing? What do I do? If it breaks, how do you properly and reverently dispose of that?
Sure, I would do that like any holy object that's come to the end of its life. I would either burn it in a reverent way in a fire, removing the metals and such, or burying it in the ground somewhere. We started a practice at my parish here where people bring me all their defunct religious items, and when we have a funeral, I put them in the bottom of the of the hole that is dug. And so we've got I'm out there late at night uncovering the grave and dumping things into it. But those things belong in the ground or in you know, one other thing we did one time, this is kind of interesting, is when they were doing a building project at a church, we put them all in the cement foundation, a number of defunct rosaries and scapulars and things like that. And so I hope that answers your question, and I'm glad that you wear the scapular. I was going to mention, you know, I'm reading right now this what's called the Flame of Love Diary. There was a mystic, Elizabeth Kindleman. It has an imprimatur, and there's a flame of love movement. And the Lord and Mary asked her to just keep touching her scapular throughout the day, just, you know, to acknowledge it, to, you know, to put your hand on your heart and remember that it's there. So it's another good point for those who wear the scapular.
Joyce, I hope that answers your question.
Thank you, Father.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for calling in, Joyce. That was Joyce calling from Irvine, California. So, folks, if you do see a priest in a graveyard late at night, it's not the Undertaker from WWE. It's Father Daniel Schuster burying some of these defunct miraculous medals and what have you. So, wow, that's a great idea. I love that. I absolutely love that. And got another question for you. This actually comes to us from none other than producer Lucas Holt. He, I'm sure he could have asked you this off air, but I think it's a good question. So it's important that we get this out there. And Lucas asks, what would you say to someone who says that the quote unquote nada approach is too extreme? Now, Lucas, you can even jump on air here. What do you mean by the nada approach?
So this was one of St. John of the Cross's kind of approaches to the kind of detachment, and Father, you can correct me if I'm wrong here. And I think the fear sometimes that people have is, can you go too far? And like, aren't we supposed to enjoy some things in life? Like, where's the balance between enjoying things but also being truly detached from them? And I didn't know if you could address that maybe.
Well, we want to acknowledge that he was a professed religious, you know, as well. And that's true. One of the joys of these spiritualities. Is that you take the best of them for your own spirituality, but also you can enter into it in a committed way. So to truly become, you know, to enter in the Carmelite way rather than just glean from it and benefit from it would be to become a secular Carmelite or to take up study or, of course, if you're a religious. So not everybody should, like Lucas was wondering, live, you know, with the extremeness of some of the practices. But mm-hmm. one of the other great things, you know, if you're going down that road, you say, you know, I'm reading John of the Cross, or I'm reading this Elizabeth Kindleman who says, you know, get up at 3 a.m. and make a holy hour or fast on bread and water these days of the week, is to have run that by a confessor, run that by a spiritual director. Because you've got to discern if God is inviting you into the practice. Mm-hmm. You know, if the people that sign on to be secular Carmelites or who join Opus Dei, it's a calling and there's discernment. And you say, I'm being invited by the Lord himself into this and to make some commitments. So make, you know, not for everyone, but for many. And it's good to run these by spiritual folks and do some real discernment, not just, you know, we get excited about it. Like, oh, I'm going to do that. And okay, well, yeah, do that for a little while, but don't go overboard.
Yeah, that's really well said, Father. My guest is Father Daniel Schuster. You're listening to the K.O. Clark Show on Relevant Radio, talking about Our Lady of Mount Carmel, her feast day today, how we can incorporate elements of Carmelite spirituality into our lives. And I know producer Lucas, for a while there, he thought he might be being called to be a discalced Carmelite, a barefoot Carmelite. He was going around the office with no shoes on. People complained, and he had to stop. I'm only kidding. Lucas never did that. He would never do that. But what you're saying also, Father, I thought was pretty great in that these extreme penances that people want to impose on themselves, sometimes God is not necessarily asking them to do this. And my own spiritual director, sometimes he directs high school and university students as well. And he was telling me about this one guy. He didn't give me the name or anything, but one Lent, this student came to him and said, I'd really like you to give me a harsh penance that I can impose on myself for Lent. You know, tell me to sleep on the floor or something like that. And his director simply asked him, well, Is your dorm room clean? Well, you know, no, it's kind of a mess. It's not in order. Well, why don't we start with cleaning our room, okay, before we go on to heroic acts of, you know, of penance.
Right.
You know, getting ourselves crucified in the public square, that sort of thing. So sometimes those little things, we've got to start small, don't we, Father, in this path?
You know, absolutely. We have to build discipline. Discipline makes the disciple. And if you can do the littler things, and God is inviting you into some of the more austere practices, or you're particularly attacking a vice in your life that needs, like Jesus said, prayer and fasting, then you're focused on that, and then it's time. But see, he checked with a priest, a trusted spiritual person. That was probably a very good thing to do.
Yeah, and I think that's great. And to me, it always takes the pressure off, too, to have a spiritual director, because that way, you know, if you come to the end of days and you know, the Lord said, why'd you do this? Well, my spiritual director told me to. Don't blame me, blame him. You know, I'm trusting he's hearing from you and directing me. So it kind of takes the pressure off to have a director in a lot of ways. All right, we're going to go back to the phones now. We've got some great questions for Father Daniel Schuster. We're talking about Carmelite spirituality today on the Cale Clark Show. It's the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And this is a question that a lot of people have. It's Bella calling from Hollywood. No, not that one. The other Hollywood, Hollywood, Florida. Hi, Bella. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. Actually, this happened recently. My son, he's a teenager, and he had the brown scapula, and he lost it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom gave to him... It has the same picture, the brown scapular, but is a chain. It's not in cloth. So I don't know if he is valid or if it has to, you know, go back with the priest to do the whole prayers again. I'm lost on that.
Father, what do you think? Did you catch her whole question there? She kind of cut out for a second.
Yeah, I think he was wearing a cloth scapular. And the new one he got was the plastic with the chains, you know. And I've seen those. Boy, those could be even more of a penance because they really could dig into it, you know. But there, you know, if it's brown, if there's brown in it, it really is the same thing. There are other kinds of scapulars. There's a green scapular, and there's some other scapulars that have connections to other saints. And there used to be different prayers for the different ones, but you know, let's keep it simple. If you've been enrolled in the scapular the first time, then every subsequent scapular you'd want to have blessed, but it can take the different forms of. I think what's important is that you believe in the promises, and when you clothe yourself with it, you clothe yourself with Christ. Unless it's like specifically designated as one of these other kinds of scapulars. Mm-hmm. But I prefer the cloth, wool, brown scapular, you know. But he can wear that. It'll eventually break, and then he could get a cloth one again.
Yeah, and here's this also might seem like a silly question to some, but a lot of people have this question. Obviously, there are a lot of promises made by Our Lady with respect to wearing the scapular and you know, what happens when you die. She's going to somehow protect you in your last agony. And a lot of people are afraid to even take off their scapular. And I have to do it a lot because I wear it when I play basketball. You know, it's just something I do. I want Our Lady's protection at all times. And, hey, it gets a little sweaty. It's a cloth scapular, so I got to put it in the wash. We don't lose the protection if we have to take it off, do we, Father?
Well, I hope not. I guess we'll have to ask the Lord when we get to heaven on that one. I mean, I think it's the spirituality of wearing it, and to wear it at all times, as I've had some people do. They're running and they're swimming, and it turns into quite a mess. Mm-hmm. It's very heroic and it's very beautiful. We have to avoid the idea that it's a lucky charm.
Right.
We have to avoid the idea of that. You know, you don't want to dumb it down and say, well, then it really doesn't matter if you wear it, because there are specific promises for those who specifically wear it. But, you know, I guess we'll have to find out how specific when we get to heaven, God willing.
Yeah, you shouldn't have taken that off. But Lord, I was playing basketball. It was sweaty, you know. People didn't appreciate. Okay. Anyways, we're going to go on to the next call, 1-888-914-9149. Father Daniel Schuster is my guest on the Cale Clark Show. We're talking about Carmelite spirituality. Peter is calling from San Jose, California. Hi, Peter. What's your question for Father?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I had a comment on the concept of detachment.
Okay. Mm.
And a lot of people think detachment means to absolutely avoid certain activities that you deem inappropriate, but that doesn't mean you're not attached to them. That's like avoiding alcohol because you know you're a drunk. You're still a drunk. You just avoid alcohol. Real detachment would require that no matter what activity you're doing, you're not attached to that activity, even if you're doing it.
Any comments on that, Father?
Yeah, absolutely. That's beautiful. We as Americans tend to make everything very pragmatic. You know, attachment is whether I'm doing it or not. And you're right on with there's so much interior attachment and detachment in the spiritual life and in the Carmelite way that, you know, you're exactly right. You know, I use the example of I listen to the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm going to listen to the game tonight. And, you know, I enjoy it, but I really am, I'm completely unattached to it, but I still do it, right? I still listen and I'm and everything. And yet there's also, you know, there's also the detachment from sin. What listening to the Brewers is not sin, but that's a different level. We should try to detach from sin. And we should try to, you know, physically and literally let go of the vices in our life. But what our caller beautifully is saying is there's a whole interior side to this. You could do something and not be attached to it. You could also not be doing something and still have an attachment.
That's a great point.
And that is Carmelite spirituality would help people to work that out through prayer. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Thank you very much for that call, Peter. It's a great question, a great point, and something we all need to be keeping at the top of our minds. Father Daniel Schuster is my guest today on Relevant Radio on the Cale Clark Show, talking about Carmelite spirituality on this feast day of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. RJ is also on the line. He's calling also from somewhere in California. RJ, you are on live with Father Daniel Schuster. What's your question?
Yes, I feel very attached to this subject. at 14, I went to the seminary, and I'm 78 years old now. So at 14, I met a Father George Schuster. Are you related to him, Father Daniel?
Well, what state were you in?
California.
Now, there was a George Schuster, and he was in Nebraska, and that was my great uncle. But he was in Nebraska. But thanks for asking.
He was my dean of discipline at 14 years old through 18 in the seminary.
Oh, wow. Well, I hope he was good to you.
In Riodale, California, way up north. I wanted to ask you, Father, you know, I've always been attached, and I just realized through this, you know, how you learn things as you go. I just realized that, now you say that Sister Teresa of Avila was connected with the Carmelites, right?
Yes, she was a reformer of the Carmelites and one of the great spiritual writers. I recommend the book, The Way of Perfection, for anyone. So, yes.
Mm. She brought me through alcoholism. She helped me recover. Her prayer helped me recover. And I get really excited about this when I hear her name. And I love that saint so much. And I had no idea she was a Carmelite. I just prayed that prayer so hard. And
do you remember the prayer,
the other thing
by
is,
any chance?
How do I ever become a Carmelite? We have one in San Jose. There's a Carmelite order up on a mountain, and I didn't even realize that they were big on mountains.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at your state of life, you would want to look into what are called the secular Carmelites. And there, I would imagine these days there's a website to see where your nearest secular Carmelite group is. And they're usually somewhere within the vicinity or within the shadow of a monastery. So our secular Carmelites are serviced informed by their chaplain, who's at Holy Hill in Milwaukee, which is about an hour and a half from Green Bay, but it's close enough to have a chaplain and have a secular Carmelite order. So if I were you, I would look that up. And I was wondering if you remember what the prayer of Teresa Avila was that you enjoyed.
You know, I'm so excited right now. I haven't said it in a while. It helped me get through a real trying time.
Sure, sure.
And but it's one of her most favorite ones. Maybe you could remember and help me with it. I could remember it if you would start me out. But
we may have to Google it.
Pardon me?
So we may have to Google it.
Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing trouble you. God alone is enough.
That's the one right there. Let nothing trouble you. But God.
Yes. Not a te turbe in Spanish, in her original Spanish. It's a beautiful prayer. God alone suffices, the last words of the prayer. And it is so, there's something in saying that is so freeing. It's a beautiful prayer.
Yeah,
yes.
That is beautiful. Yeah, one of the great, great saints of the church, doctor of the church, St. Teresa of Avila. My guest today is Father Daniel Schuster. Going to take a quick break right now on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Thanks so much for your call, RJ. If you want to call in, 1-888-914-9149. If you've got a question for Father, we will be right back. Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
This is the Cale Clark Show, giving you the confidence you need to bring the faith into everyday life.
Hey, we're having a really fun Friday here with my guest, Father Daniel Schuster, talking about Carmelite spirituality. It's the great feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. By the way, I would be remiss. One thing that Our Lady teaches us is not only about the scapular, but also, of course, about the rosary. And Relevant Radio has a free gift for you. Our new book, Treasures of the Rosary, Reflections by Those Who Pray It Daily, is a great free resource, which we want to give to you. No shipping, no handling. All you've got to do is go to relevantradio.com/treasures. Contains rosary meditations by St. Jose Maria Escrivá, the founder of Opus Dei. He had a great devotion to Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Also St. John Paul II and our very own Father Rocky. And don't forget, later on tonight at 7 p.m. Central, you can pray the rosary with Father Rocky. It's the family rosary across America, the happiest half hour of your day. It's a great book. This book has beautiful images all throughout. And once again, it's free, but we have limited copies. Only a few are remaining, so please go today. Don't delay. relevantradio.com/treasures. And Father Schuster, we're just having such a fun conversation. We have another phone call here from Linda in Placitas, New Mexico. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for your show.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hello?
Thanks for calling in. Can you hear us?
Yes. Quick question. I'm allergic to wool. And I have a scapular that I love, and it's embroidered on both pieces. And I've covered the wool part with cotton cloth and stitched it on, and I've had it quite a while, and when the string gets old and breaks, I put new string on that. Is it okay to do those things?
I think that sounds like a plan to me, you know, because it's, again, the prayer, you kiss your scapular. Everyone should kiss their scapular regularly, too. You put it on and you wear it. You know, sometimes if I got like a sunburn or something, yeah, you can put it on the outside of a T-shirt underneath your other shirt. You know, I mean, closest to your skin is obviously the best because of the closeness of Christ, closeness of Mary. But I think the spirituality as you do it is what is most important. Yeah. So I think you've already come up with a creative way, and I think that's your devotion is noticeable and wonderful.
That's great. Does that help, Linda?
Make sure, like, changing the strings and having the cloth, the wool part covered is still okay.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, well, thanks
very
much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks for calling. Really good question. A lot of very specific questions about scapulars. And hey, that just reminded me, as you said that, you got to kiss your scapular. I did it. And I don't do it as much as I should. And Father, I got to ask you about this too, with respect to Carmelite spirituality and young adults too. I have to ask you, who is Ruth Burroughs?
Sure, I had mentioned Ruth Burroughs because I think she's a Carmelite herself and she's accessible. One of the books that I've read, and in fact we used with Spiritus to bring things full circle here back to the beginning of the hour, is this book called The Essence of Prayer by Ruth Burroughs. I think she has another book, and I believe I've read both of them. In just an accessible way to help to people to pray. Young adults are kind of into this book. You know, once in a while you see all the young adults carrying around the same book. This is one of them.
Wow, that's interesting. So Ruth Burroughs in the book is The Essence of Prayer. Okay, so
yes.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I just cracked it open at chapter 8, Distractions in Prayer. Does that appeal to anybody? Is anybody out there wondering how to deal with distractions in prayer? Receiving the gift of God, such a big part of prayer. And, you know, one of the things that I love about Carmelite spirituality is it's not so much about our activity and our getting in touch with God and our coming to grips with ourselves to make ourselves desirable to God. It's God's activity in us, and it's his work on us. I just read some of that right from page 28. And it's so freeing because, again, as Americans, we want everything to be a project. We want everything to be our work. And the Carmelite spirituality of just surrender and letting Christ work on us through love, intimacy, desire, fire, pain, and joy. It's so attractive. I think every young adult would want to do that, to be freed from, always wondering, am I doing enough in prayer?
Yeah.
Well, reading this, you won't get lax. You won't do less. But reading it will help you understand how prayer really works.
Well, that's a great endorsement, Father. And yeah, you're right. If a lot of young adults are all reading the same thing, we should really pay attention and keep our eyes open. So maybe Producer Lucas, you can put a link to that book. There's an Amazon page for that book by Ruth Burroughs, The Essence of Prayer. That sounds really good. I might want to get my hands on a copy myself. And Father, I can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join me. Father Daniel Schuster is my guest today on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. And Father, if a listener wanted to get a hold of you, are you on social media? Do you have a way that people can contact you, a website or anything like that?
Well, I guess part of my own Carmelite spirituality is no.
It's very wise.
I'm not on social media. I'm not on any. I mean, you know, I've got my parish. I've got email and whatnot. But I'm just focusing on the two parishes here, and I enjoy the inner life on Relevant Radio from time to time, and enjoy the Mass on Relevant Radio. And so, I've had some listeners write. I've gotten a couple letters from prisons, and I think that's so inspiring that right now somebody could feel so confined and could be being fed spiritually through the radio. And in fact, St. John of the Cross, a great Carmelite, was imprisoned by his own Carmelites.
Talk to me about that, because that's really interesting. Talk to me about that.
Yeah. I'm way oversimplifying the story, but I think he wanted to pray more and fast more and be more religious and less worldly. And they said, "You are nuts, man." And they put him in the basement. And that's when he came up with that famous line, where there is not love, if you put love, you will find love.
Yeah, it's such a great line.
There is not love, if you put love, you will find love. Imagine that, being locked up and knowing that with Christ's help, you can put love into any situation. There's another great Carmelite nugget. Now, there's more to the story of why he was down there, but I don't know all of it, or I haven't read it in a while. But any listener, I've had letters and such, but I'm really bad at responding.
Well, you know, it's probably because you're a busy priest and you're doing what you ought to be doing. And I don't know I have to ask you this kind of an off-topic question, but have you ever heard of this guy? I talk about him a lot on the show, Cal Newport.
I have not.
Okay, Cal Newport, he writes a lot about
more.
Well, he's a professor at Georgetown University. He teaches computer science, but he's gotten pretty well known over the last few years for writing books about just how to be good at what you do. He's got a book called Deep Work and lots of great stuff. But one of the things that he's most famous for, he's got a TED Talk, which you can look at on YouTube, which I guess is a social media site, so you might not want to, you know, go on there too often. But he's got a talk called Quit Social Media, which is really interesting. And I'm always kind of, I feel sometimes a tug towards it because you can evangelize through it. I enjoy interacting with people on Twitter. You can tweet at me at Cale Clark. Little plug there. But having said that, there's a lot of... He basically says that, you know, let's face it, a lot of these sites are mainly entertainment sites that are having a really good run, but they can often distract us from what we ought to be doing, our work, our prayer, and actual real social interactions with people. And so there is definitely a danger there. So I think you're definitely erring on the side of caution there and very wise by maybe not participating in that. Hey, we've got to get off Facebook and face the book, right? Got to read the good
right.
book.
And it can help you. When I went cold turkey off of Facebook, as they say, I just quit it. I decided every time I felt like posting something or tweeting something, I'd mm-hmm. stop and I'd turn towards our Lord and I'd tell him instead. Because the world mm-hmm. does not always need to know what I'm doing. And you know, it was feeding some pride and some self-centeredness. So I said, I'm going to relate that outwards to Christ. I'm going to talk to my best friend about it. And that's, again, a very Carmelite thing to do. Friendship with Christ, Teresa of Avila. She said, you'll never have a better friend than Jesus. You know, and she talked like that. It sounds very modern. But but she said, you know, there is nobody knows how to be friend better than Jesus.
I love it.
So I decided to take her up on that and quit cold turkey.
Yeah, you've got the one friend that matters, you know, the friend, Jesus. I love that. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time, Father Daniel Schuster. It's the first time that we actually interacted. Really love the conversation. It's great to run you down. I hope you'll be back soon in the future. And yeah, thanks for doing this.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. I'm passionate about the topic, you know, and I understand you're up there in Canada?
Yeah, I'm in Toronto, yeah. Canada.
And we've had callers California. We've got Lucas in Chicago. I'm in Luxembourg outside of Green Bay. Isn't that mm-hmm. incredible?
Yeah, it's amazing. The magic of the internet, how connected we all are. And we're connected, of course, in the body of Christ as well. Thanks for telling us about all those Carmelite saints and spirituality. That was Father Daniel Schuster. Thanks so much. God bless you. Please say a prayer for us here at Relevant Radio. We will keep you in our prayers too. Well, producer Lucas Holt, of course, every week he does this on Fridays. He's hard at work compiling the week that was on the Cale Clark Show, and here it is for this week. In Canada, we call it pop.
The word pop is indeed used in Wisconsin.
Hey, cheers to you. I'm going to lift my can of pop in your direction, Steve. Oh, I thought you were going to play the part where he's like, I will wait, I will. You wanted me to do that,
I was leaving that open for you to do.
Okay. All right. Well, that was I Will Wait by Mumford & Sons, probably their most famous tune. There is something called mac and cheese ice cream. I don't know whether this is one of the seven signs of the apocalypse or not. I'll have to go back to the book of Revelation, but...
One of my questions was, Pharaoh had a pretty stubborn spirit in him on his own, but it did say several times that the Lord put that in his heart. I'm just curious as to why you think maybe the Lord did that.
Not all the Israelites made it to the Promised Land. They rejected God, they were unfaithful, some of them turned to idolatry, even after seeing all the incredible miracles that God had done in their lives. And there's a great warning for us as Catholics, too. Just being baptized is not a one-way ticket to heaven. We've got to ratify that call of God by remaining faithful to Him, remaining in a state of grace in His friendship.
I just want to encourage any listeners that have either moments or hours or months or years of unforgiveness to just stick with prayer. You really hit home when you said, you know, if you can't do it yourself, it has to come through grace.
Maria de Agreda. There's Salinas Pueblo Mission. It's right east of Albuquerque.
Okay.
And so there's some ruins there and churches and stuff, but it's said, like in tradition and in her writings mm-hmm. and everything, that she appeared to the Native Americans in that area.
St. John Paul II said during his homily, he said, at difficult moments in the church's life, the pursuit of holiness becomes even more urgent. And holiness is not a question of age. It is a matter of living in the Holy Spirit, just as Kateri Tikekwitha did here in America and so many other young people have done. When Jesus returns, all suffering will be done away with. As Revelation says, all tears will be wiped away from our eyes. Our distress will be relieved. Our sins will be forgiven. And what we have to do in the meantime is trust, hope, and pray, and be confident, just like Job was. I know my Redeemer lives, and in my flesh I will see God. Oh, thanks so much, Lucas Holt, once again, just killing it with the week that was. I love it. That'd be a great thing to do to close this show with a little prayer that was composed by Father Matt Guckin, who is the pastor of Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Doylestown in Pennsylvania. And on the website CatholicPhilly.com, he talked about this sort of litany of peace, as he calls it, that he composed for this feast today of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And here's his prayer. I just love it. Let's pray it together. From the desire to control, deliver me, Lord Jesus. From the desire to give my opinion, deliver me, Lord Jesus. From the desire to project myself as a victim, deliver me, Lord Jesus. From the desire to impress others, deliver me, Lord Jesus. From the desire to please everyone, deliver me, Lord Jesus. From the tendency to complain, deliver me, Lord Jesus. From all my irrational fears, deliver me, Lord Jesus. From all violent speech, deliver me, Lord Jesus. From failing to accept uncertainty, deliver me, Lord Jesus. It's a beautiful prayer. It goes on. I encourage you to look that up, CatholicPhilly.com. My thanks to Father Daniel Schuster, who joined me today to talk about Carmelite spirituality. What a great conversation. Lucas Holt produced. Patrick Alog took your phone calls. Take it away, Michaela. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to my daddy.